Thank you, Chair. Special thank you to the High Commissioner and Director Dominic for your eloquent overview of the tough realities that continue to unfold globally amidst the worsening humanitarian crisis. Chair, today is not an opportunity to just resound solidarity with 120 million people, but it's actually an opportunity to announce shared responsibility with hosting states like Uganda, and even more with our hosting communities, whose generosity directly dictates our government's refugee policy. As a hosting state of over 1.76 million refugees, receiving an average of 13,000 refugees every month for the last 3 years, we are all ears to the announcement at the end of this pledging conference. Dominic, I can't wait to hear that figure. Unfortunately, as a hosting state, we do not have a choice when it comes to pledging. We do so every day. These people are on our land, and therefore we implement our pledge every day. So it's unfair that Dominic will not announce a figure that Uganda contributes. Chair, in a special way, we would like to thank the High Commissioner for his recent visit to Uganda. Thank you, Mr. Filippo, for flying the humanitarian flag very, very high. But most thank you for your humane approach to this cause. As you rightly shared in your remarks, your visit was also a reminder of the real bitter truth that refugees in Uganda continue to face. I was privileged to be a part to listen to those harrowing stories from the 7 young women that also doubled as young mothers who have reduced the whole mission, government, and UNHCR to tears. No woman, and I repeat, no woman, as a woman speaking, should ever witness their daughters being raped. No woman should ever have their bellies cut and ripped open under the guise of terror, neither subjected to sexual torture or compelled to perform sexual acts with their own children or their fathers. And as harrowing as this sounds, I'm being very modest and careful in not repeating the exact painful experiences that we listened. High Commissioner can attest to this. But why are we laboring to resound these painful stories at a pledging conference where I'm sure you're interested in hearing figures on what we are announcing? We do so because we joined the High Commissioner and Dominique to call to respond generously to this pledging. For a minute, assume that these needy people with those harrowing stories are in your neighborhood or they are in your land. And in addition to the trauma they have run from, they meet the reality that there are no funds to support or assist to restore hope. As a host, we have played our part. We have rescued them from insecurity and silenced the horrifying sound of the gunshots that they ran from. The next, we count on everyone here. And like the High Commissioner said, we are happy to hear many states pledge and earmarked funding. And it is true that earmarking only undermines efficiency and paralyzes real-time response. I'm happy today to pledge and announce that we as a country and a government will continue to protect refugees and afford them refuge as a matter of principle. And we are calling on every donor to do so also as a matter of principle, irrespective of our different political interests. Finally, the time is now to choose the right side of history. High Commissioner's asks today are not too much of us. And if Uganda, a low-income country, maintains a principled position on hosting refugees amidst our real socioeconomic challenges, our partners in a better financial state can definitely do more and should indeed do more. And we are grateful to those that are already doing this. Just keep on going. I thank you.